When we want to improve our chanting, sometimes we may chant extra rounds or more rounds, or we even express a desire to improve our chanting. But when we say what we mean by improvement is most often understood as attaining some kind of pleasure or taste in chanting. It is said, Haridas Thakur chanted the holy names for the pleasure of Krishna. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said. So when we think of improving our chanting, again, we generally think of how much pleasure did I derive from the act of chanting. This is the kind of question that comes in our heart. Because we chase after the pleasures of the material world, and then we don't get them, and then we try for the same in doing the spiritual activities. While chanting the holy name, one thinks, how much quantum of pleasure did I get today through my chanting? So as long as one's goal is this, then there is no meaning to improving chanting at all. Because even if one chants a million rounds, but chanting with the desire for attaining that pleasure, one is craving for the same pleasure for oneself, then one cannot actually improve one's chanting. So this means a wrong motive. The motive should be to give pleasure to Krishna. And when Krishna is given pleasure, then once naturally one also derives pleasure. That is actually the pleasure that comes from satisfying Krishna's mind and senses instead of wanting to satisfy oneself. That is why this most fundamental concept of Krishna being the enjoyer and we being his servant, and how our real happiness comes by serving Krishna. This concept should be again and again remembered and well thought out. Like in Vrindavan it is said, how when Krishna is satisfied, everyone is satisfied. For example, when Krishna plays on his flute, all the non-moving entities, they all move, like the stones move, or the trees that are stand still, they move. And all those which are moving, they become stagnant, like the Yamuna becomes stagnant. Or the flying birds, they sit on the trees to listen attentively to Krishna's flute. Or the running deers, they stop and come close to Krishna to hear his flute. So, in this way, all the living entities become satisfied when Krishna is satisfied. Just like, for example, when we put food in the stomach, we don't have to bother about whether my ears are going in proper proportion. One ear is growing small, one ear is growing big. We don't have to worry about individual limbs of the body. We find that you put the food in the stomach, automatically the different limbs of the body grow in that proportion and every limb is taken care in the same manner. Similarly, when Krishna is satisfied by keeping him as a central person, then all living entities will be satisfied. In Vrindavan, you see, when Putana came to kill Krishna, it is said Lord Krishna, he closed his eyes and did not want to see Putana. Why? Because different acharyas have given different explanation to this. Because Putana was Balagathini, killer of children. And because she appeared in front of Krishna, Krishna did not want to see this Balagathini who kills all types of children. So he didn't want to see her because of her sinful tendency. Another acharya has given an explanation that Krishna thought, this is the first demon I am going to kill in my life. But unfortunately that happens to be a woman. See the pity. I have to kill a woman first in this avatar, he thought. So he closed his eyes. Another acharya has said that Krishna closed his eyes because he wanted to give some kind of confidence for Putana to go ahead with her activity. Because Putana was feeling some kind of guilty sensation in her heart that I am coming into Vrindavan and doing this kind of heinous act. So Krishna wanted to close his eyes and let her do what she wanted to do. In this way, many acharyas have given different explanations, but the real purpose of all these different explanations is that Krishna wants different devotees to go on giving glorifications to him in this way. Endlessly. That's why he performs his act. That is the ultimate reason. Because Krishna means Sarvakarshak. He is the center. So naturally he becomes a center for everyone in Vrindavan. When we hear this, we can see a bell ringing in the heart, because we all want to be the central supreme being, to be glorified and adored by everyone. As long as that tendency is not curbed, by glorifying Krishna heartily, like the way acharyas are glorifying Krishna's act of closing his eyes, unless this principle is understood, our endeavor to improve chanting will not produce very beneficial results. Even if you chant 1,000,000 rounds every day, it wouldn't make much difference, because like in this pastime we see all the acharyas are keeping Krishna as a central theme and glorifying Krishna's closing the eyes. So sometimes you can see in small children, when they get up in the morning, a mother encourages the children. You've seen that? Oh, how did you sleep? You know? Or sometimes they glorify the child. You've seen that at homes? Parents, very good boy, you've slept nicely whole night. In the same manner, the conditioned soul always wants glorification and appreciation for every small act that he performs. So that kind of hankering for that pleasure is what separates us from chanting the holy names fervently. If we can understand Krishna is the enjoyer, I am his servant, I am supposed to please him and serve him. Like the way Vrindavan devotees glorify Krishna. There we are beginning to make a step towards truly improving our chanting. Harinam Prabhu ki.